The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Is your life in balance? Your emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual life? Does it sometimes feel that you're in need of a healing check? Welcome to Chella's Chat with host Chella Zappia. In the next hour, get ready for an honest discussion with special guest experts and contributions from you and other listeners. Now to get everything started, here is Chella.
Hi, I'm your host, Chella Zappia, and you're listening to Chella's Chat, a Voice America's Health and Wellness channel. This show is all about healing through inspiration and information, providing you with the information and tools you need to heal your life. So most weeks we have guest speakers who will guide you through different topics that can heal and change your life. You can connect with me at chellazappia.com or email me at chellazappiaoutlook.com. Love to hear from you. And also, I usually don't spell my name during the show, but for those people that don't know that Chella is actually C-E-L-L-A, Zappia, Z like zebra, A-P-P-I-A, and Chella, that comes from an Italian pronunciation. So the C is just C and not C-H. So I thought I'd let you know that. Again, love to hear from you. And today we're going to do something I usually don't do. We're going to be talking about the healing realm of the healing waters of hot spring waters. And it's something that I've experienced in the last couple months, two different times. And I just want to dive into the details about what these mineral springs are, what the benefits are, and as well as the history. Where can you find these springs? What can you expect? Why are minerals important to our body? So in December, my husband and I, we visited, the first spring I've gone to is in Hot Springs, North Carolina. And that was my first experience. And I have to say it was really awesome. And I'll talk a little bit more about that later, about my personal experience. And then a few weeks ago, we went to Berkeley Springs, West Virginia. And that happens to be the smallest state park in the United States, and it's very small. But there we experienced Roman baths and hot saunas, and again, all for the healing experience of it. So that got me thinking about the history and where this comes from, and what is this, and why is this so beneficial for our bodies? And so really, let's break it down. What is mineral water, basically? I mean, we always think of mineral water as what we drink, but really, what is the definition of it? Mineral water is water from mineral spring that contains various minerals such as salts and sulfur compounds. Traditionally, mineral waters were used or consumed at their spring sources, often referred to as taking the waters or taking the cure. At developed sites, they were called spas, baths, or wells. So the term spa was used for a place where the water was consumed and bathed in. The term bath, by definition, was where the water was used primarily for bathing, therapeutics, or recreation. And the term well is where the water was to be consumed as a drinking well. And in modern times, it's really far more common for mineral water to be bottled and distributed for consumption, which is how most of us think of it today. So I wanted to talk a little bit about the history. So we know, what is the history of these springs? How far back do they go? And there is, when I started doing the research, I couldn't believe how much history that I found and how people way back as far as biblical times already knew about the healing properties of these waters. So a little bit about the history, well, a lot of bit about the history, actually. Europeans have flocked to hot mineral springs spas for centuries to experience the restorative and curative values of mineral waters. The practice of, quote-unquote, taking the waters for therapeutic purposes is as popular today as it was in the days of the Roman baths. Actually, in 1326, one of the first spas was born when an iron master learned of a secluded spring and used it for healing himself. And later he opened a center there, and that area became known as Spa Belgium. The Dead Sea, though not a mineral spring, is considered the richest depository of minerals and phosphates, which are essential to maintaining the healthy process of cell renewal and stimulating blood circulation. King Solomon, the Queen of Sheba, Cleopatra, and King Herod all bathed in the Dead Sea. As a matter of fact, I came across some historical rumor that Cleopatra tried to obtain the rights to the Dead Sea exclusively as her own because she believed the anti-aging properties of the water was very important. Unfortunately for her, that never happened. So can you imagine going out and being able to try to get the rights to something as big as the Dead Sea just for your own personal beauty regimen? So, but that was Cleopatra. She tried. As far back as biblical times, they understood the healing properties of these waters. For example, several times in the Bible, the practice of using these waters for healing was alluded to. In the book of Joshua, there is a passage that refers to the city of Hamath, and that the city's name is from their Hebrew word, hot springs, located in Tiberias in Israel, one of the world's largest and oldest spas. And in 2 Kings, it tells of Elisha instructing Syrian to wash 7 times in the Jordan River to cure leprosy. Again, thought to have healing properties, mineral water. In ancient Greece, springs were believed to have supernatural powers, as these ancient peoples believed they were the dwelling places of the gods. They actually had centers built around mineral springs they called Asclepia. And I'm not sure if I'm getting that right, but Asclepius, again, I'm not sure if my pronunciation is right, was the mythological god of health. So, you know, you can start seeing how far back this went, and the ancient peoples all around the world really started to understand how healing these properties of this water were. This practice of utilizing hot mineral spring water was also utilized by the Romans, who built baths across their country, which included the famous one in Bath, England, which many people have heard about. There's actually, I believe, a temple built there around the baths. In the Americas, the native people also knew of and believed in the healing properties of the water. Montezuma was believed to have been carried across a mountain to a spa called Agua Hedionda, and I don't know if I have that right, where he bathed in the springs and sipped the waters to help him with this strenuous life. I can imagine us doing that today, where, you know, so obviously back then everybody was stressed out too. It was also believed the Mohawks and Iroquois nation held the mineral springs in their area, which for them was Saratoga Springs, New York. And though I haven't been to the springs there, I have been to the area and am aware of the springs. And they thought that those waters there were sacred, and they even tried to hide their existence from the white man. So that's just some of the springs history all around the world. Berkeley Springs, West Virginia, which is actually where I was, also has a very fascinating history to it. Long before the first Europeans discovered the warm waters of Berkeley Springs, it was already a very famous health mecca, which attracted Indians from the St. Lawrence Seaway up in Canada and the Great Lakes to the Carolinas. Those first settlers who came in 1730 learned the uses and value of the springs from the Indians and began spreading the word of its benefits throughout the settlements of the East. Perhaps the most notable and influential advocate of the curative powers of the springs was George Washington, who at the age of 16 visited them as a member of a survey party. As that party, which was surveying the western limits of Thomas Lord Fairfax's lands, camped there for the night, young George Washington noted in his diary, March 18th, it's a quote here, March 18th, 1748, we this day call to see ye famed warm springs. So he had heard about these springs, knew of the healing properties, knew the Indians had used these springs, and now he was actually there and experiencing them and camping there. So it's kind of fascinating because when you go to the springs, when you go to Berkeley Springs, you actually see there's an area where it says George Washington's bathtub, and it's just basically just a stoned-in area that was once where George Washington actually bathed. For many years afterwards, George Washington visited the springs regularly, and it was largely through his efforts that its fame as a health spa grew throughout the colonies. I believe there was a story that George Washington brought his nephew there who had tuberculosis, hoping to heal him. Whether that happened or not, I don't know. that was never history that I found, but that was what he was trying to do with his nephew. So at the urging of the colony of Virginia and in the public interest, Lord Fairfax conveyed his landholdings at the Springs and 50 adjacent acres to the colony of Virginia in 1776. And so shortly thereafter, the land was offered for public sale. George Washington, three signers of the Declaration of Independence, four signers of the Constitution, seven members of the Continental Congress, and five revolutionary generals were among the prominent colonists who made initial purchases there. Hence, the Springs' reputation as a health resort became firmly established. I know back in those days as well, George Washington, I believe, called Berkeley Springs, was at one time named Bath, Virginia, and it was part of Virginia at that time. And there was confusion because there were two Baths, Virginias, and the Postal Service was having a really hard time kind of decipher where the mail was supposed to go. And so eventually, when it was parceled off to West Virginia, they changed the name to Berkeley Springs. And now, of course, it's part of West Virginia. And again, like I said, it's a very small state park. Basically, you can see it all right there. It's in this small town. And it's quite fascinating. And my experience, when I went to the Springs, my experience was, I wasn't sure what to expect. I had never been in anything called a Roman bath. And we ended up, for a very nominal price, going into what they call Roman baths. This particular building was built in 1815. And you make a reservation. It's better if you have a reservation. And you go in and you get a private, it's good. You go behind a door and it's a private room. And you have your own Roman bath that's heated to, I believe it's 107 degrees, I believe. But the water's heated. It's 102 or 107. Don't quote me on either one. But you have the baths and you go in, you close the door, you lock it, and you can go in as a couple. And the experience I felt was that it was like I was in gravity or anti-gravity, I should say. As I was in the water, I couldn't, if I wanted to, sink to the bottom. It wasn't something I could do. My body kept wanting to float up, and it was kind of free floating. It was very relaxing. And I have whiplash. I have a lot of problems in my neck, and I've had it for years. And every day I wake up with some neck issues. I always have to work with it. And the one thing that I found after I experienced this is that I was able to come out, and for the next couple of days, I didn't have any pain in my neck. I didn't have soreness. I didn't wake up feeling badly. And it was very noticeable to me. And it wasn't something I expected. I really didn't know what to expect. But the experience was something that I would definitely do again. And it's very reasonably priced. So you can go up there, and because it's a state park, I believe it's $35 to go in and experience the Roman bath. They also have other buildings there where you can experience the saunas and the steam rooms. But the exciting part of that all is the history behind it. So again, I would suggest for anybody that possibly has aches and pains and is suffering with anything and if you're not far from that area, check it out. A lot of people don't even know what's around them. So as I go on with the show and later on during the show, I'm going to be talking about areas. I have actually a list of 12 hot springs around the world. And perhaps you have heard of them or you would like to visit them. So before we end this segment, wanted to again say you can reach me at Facebook at Marcella Zappia. You can get me at Outlook.com at Chella Zappia, or you check out my website at ChellaZappia.com. And we will be right back.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You read about it in health news every day.
Cancer rates are going up. Obesity in the U.S. is on the rise. Heart disease and diabetes are top killers every year.
We can follow the advice of our doctor, but cravings persist. Weight goes up and energy is still down. It doesn't have to be like this. Tune in for Body Balance Talk with your host, Jeannie Schmidt, along with Lucy and Madeline. You'll learn how you can work with your body to feel better and look better, too. Body Balance Talk airs live every Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Tune into Lotus Radio, Nourishing Life with Jane Dabu.
every week for everything you need to take personal responsibility in your quest for optimal health. We'll discuss topics pertaining to alternative medicine, as well as answer your questions about diseases, health, mental, and emotional conditions, and spirituality. Our guest experts include researchers, medical professionals, and advocates. Lotus Radio can be heard live every Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific Time, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to Chella's Chat. To reach Chella Zappia or today's guest, please call into the show at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to chellazappia@outlook.com. Now, back to Chella's Chat.
Hi, this is Chella Zappia, and we are back. So in the first part of the show, we were talking about hot mineral springs, or in some areas they're just warm mineral springs. But basically, we're talking about mineral springs and the healing benefits of this water. And really, why we're talking about it is because of the minerals that is so important for our bodies. And so the first part of the show is really talking about the history. And there's tons of history. History goes back to colonial days, history that goes back to the biblical times, Roman times, back to ancient Greece. So this has been history that has been around the world as long as we have written history. And we need to know why minerals are necessary for the body, because that's really important. And that's the essential part of why you would go to a hot springs, besides the relaxation factor, of course. There is so much more to it. And so we're going to dive right into this. According to www.eidon.com, and again, I don't know if this is pronounced correctly, so it's EIDON.com, most of us think of minerals as being necessary for strong bones and teeth, but minerals really do so much more for our body. In addition to providing us with shape and support for our skeleton, minerals are the spark of life. Minerals are essential in the diet, and each plays unique and often multifactorial roles as they act at all levels of the body, cells, tissues, organs, and the whole organism. All of our body processes depend upon the action of minerals to activate the enzymes which perform bodily functions we take for granted. So that in itself is really important. We don't realize the benefits that minerals play in our life and why we need them. Today, we are really lacking. And with current farming practices that deplete soil of necessary minerals and water supplies that have been polluted and poisoned, our population has become mineral malnourished. And a lot of people don't realize that. We do not have the supply of minerals that we once had. And this is causing a lot of chronic diseases because we don't have the mineral supply in our body to help us fight off these different problems that we get. Without proper mineral ratios, we would not set into motion the properties and functions of enzymes, vitamins, or amino acids. These elemental components are responsible for every activity in every cell of our bodies. Cellular functions require a proper chain of events that start with minerals. Without the proper mineral, we cannot twitch an eyelid or even form a thought. So it's also thought that minerals are really the key ingredients of life. Each and every mineral that exists in the earth also exists in us and in all living things. So quantum physics shares the philosophy that we are really one with all things. Just as the earth must maintain its balance to function optimally, our bodies need balance too. So when given the right minerals in the right form, which is from nature, the body can do amazing things to promote its own health. Earth naturally gives us minerals via water and food. So it's everything we need is right there. If we know what we're looking for and we know how to eat the right foods and act in nature accordingly, again, hence the hot springs. The magic of minerals, the only thing that will catalyze or activate an enzyme is a mineral. So while very difficult to measure within each cell, in fact, I don't even think this capability is even out at this time, it can be assumed that most cells require a full complement of all minerals to function correctly. We do know, however, that some organs require higher concentrations of certain minerals than other organs. So with mineral deficiencies, what can happen? The lack of specific minerals can precipitate both acute and chronic health problems. Sudden heart attacks occurring during physical activity are often the result of minimal depletion of immediate cellular supplies of potassium and magnesium. Always remember that your physical health is dependent on your cellular health. Everything begins and ends on a cellular level. And some chronic and acute health problems associated with lack of certain minerals are there's osteoporosis, heart disease, cancer, arthritis, there's gastrointestinal disorders, periodontal disease, anemia. Those are just to name a few, like if that's not enough. In fact, we believe that most human ailments can be described as chronic nutrient deficiency symptoms. So because some diseases are contracted via direct exposure to bacteria, virus, amoebas, or other pathogens. But if you had an optimally functioning immune system, that could defend us from these pathogenic invaders. So again, that's where minerals play a huge important role. It requires proper mineral balance to keep our immune system strong and healthy. Deficiencies of zinc and selenium, silica and sulfur, which occur as a result of poor diet or excess stress, can put your health at risk. So for people that might be listening right now, this is a lot of information. Though we were really talking about the benefits of hot mineral springs and what this can do for your health, you have to know, again, part of the reason we're talking about this today is to let you know that if our bodies are deficient in minerals, our health is put at risk. And there's so many, it's so largely faceted where all of these, how minerals really affect us in so many ways that we don't think about this because we just assume our body, it gets what it needs. And it really can't with today's practices. So you have to do more. You have to be aware. You have to do your research. You have to be aware of what you're eating, perhaps supplementation, or again, going to places where you can actually soak in the waters. But obviously, we can't do that all the time. So really, in a nutshell, you can have all the air, water, protein, carbs, fats, and even vitamins that you want, but you won't be a fully functioning organism without a complete balance of minerals. And without minerals, all the other components of the body will be unable to function properly. It's just not going to work. So I got some signs and symptoms of mineral deficiencies from a website called lovingourguts.com. And again, that's lovingourguts, G-U-T-S.com. And, you know, see if you or somebody you know is experiencing any of these deficiencies. Number one, cuts heal slowly and or scar easily. So this is a sign of zinc deficiency. And zinc is really critical in wound healing. It's also important to have zinc to help build the stomach acid you need in order to pull the minerals from your food to begin with. So again, zinc. So if you're finding that you have any cuts that aren't healing, or you've had surgery and your wound from your surgery, your incision area is not healing, or you're scarring really easily, you know, check into your zinc levels. I'm sure that the doctors can conduct some tests on that. Another symptom, calf, foot, or toe cramps at rest. Okay, so we've all experienced that, you know, the cramping, or what do we call it, the Charlie horse that we get from time to time. I mean, I've experienced that, and it's painful. You scream. So, but this is a sound of calcium, magnesium, or potassium deficiency. Remember, we need adequate HCL, the good cholesterol, and good fatty acids to absorb those minerals. So keep that in mind if you decide to supplement. And if not, you can also make broth, soup broth out of, you know, using your bones from your different meats, because the bones hold a lot of minerals in them. So that's another way to get some supplementation there. But again, so when you get those Charlie horses, realize that your body's, it's like a sign that you're deficient in something. Another sign is loss of vitality and sense of awareness, or someone who fakes, quote unquote, fakes their energy. You know, you'd see people that are really lacking. They don't have any energy. They're always tired. Well, you're lacking minerals. You know, you're likely very imbalanced. So remember, minerals are the quote unquote spark plugs of life. Minerals act as cofactors for enzyme reactions. Enzymes do not work without minerals, and enzymes are your body's workhorses, basically. And in Chinese medicine, enzymes are what give the body its qi. And qi also means a life force energy. So again, lack of minerals, if you're feeling depleted, you're always tired, you're just barely getting by, perhaps your body is lacking some kind of minerals. Here's one, and maybe you know some people that have this problem. Feet have strong odor. So you wouldn't think this could be a problem with any kind of minerals or being deficient in anything, but it is. This is a common sign of magnesium deficiency. Keep in mind that every gram of sugar consumed uses up 54 grams of magnesium. This means that most Americans are magnesium deficient, and that's only one reason we have such an epidemic of magnesium deficiency. And there are a lot of ways that you can get magnesium in your body, such as a magnesium gel. And you can put that on the gel. You can put on your feet, your legs, or even your whole body. I, for example, do use something. It is a magnesium gel. It doesn't feel like a gel. It feels more like a liquid. And after I shower, I do put it on the bottoms of my feet. And when you put things on the bottom of your feet, they absorb very quickly through the whole body. So if you have something that you want to get into your body and absorb through your body, such as magnesium, you would put it on the bottoms of your feet. I also put them around the heart area because, again, the heart is a muscle and an organ that definitely needs magnesium. So, and when you put it on, it does sting a little bit. It almost feels like when you walk into the ocean and you ever feel that stinging sensation from salt water, that's definitely also the sensation that you feel when you use magnesium. So very, very important. Another sign is white spots on fingernails. And, you know, and years ago, I noticed that on my nails. I haven't had it in years, but this is a telling sign of zinc deficiency. Again, remember, it takes years to remineralize the body. So once you're depleted, it's not 1, 2, 3, you just pop a supplement and you're good to go, or you eat, you know, your leafy green that you need to eat and you're good. It's going to take some time to get your body balanced again. So if you do decide to supplement with zinc, make sure you take it with an overall mineral supplement, as other minerals support zinc. And there's liquid ionic zinc is really the best because it's easily absorbed. And of course, you can always eat oysters, raw oysters. They have a lot of zinc. So that's just one of the many things that you can do. So again, white spots on their fingernails. So I'm going to continue this conversation when we come back from break. I'm going to give you some other signs, and then we're going to go into the benefits of hot mineral springs. And I'm going to be talking again about different ones around the world that you can check out. So again, check me out, chelazapia.com, and we are getting ready for a break, and we'll talk to you in a moment.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Every day we face struggles and issues concerning addiction, whether it's ourselves, family members, friends, or other loved ones. On Overcoming Addiction, Hope with Prevention, Intervention, and Treatment, Dr. Joe Terhar helps us all better understand the causes and approaches to addressing addiction, with the knowledge that no single approach is 100% effective. From guest experts, families, and addicts, you'll hear about what is and is not working in overcoming addiction. Tune in Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness. Explore the power of natural healing with Howard Strauss. Join us each week for an informative program that'll help you learn effective healing methods using natural remedies. Howard's guests include top researchers, authors, and experts who will share their views on a variety of natural products and healing methods that really work. Tune in to The Power of Natural Healing with Howard Strauss, Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
How is your health? Do you want to know more about it? Every day there are new technologies, procedures, and healing techniques coming forward. To understand them, tune in to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlis. Our guests come from different backgrounds in the fields of health and healing. We'll discuss new realities and modalities, from chiropractic to metagenics. It's all designed to improve your quality of life. Speaking of Health is heard live every Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to Chella's Chat. To reach Chella Zappia or today's guest, please call into the show at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to chellazappia@outlook.com. Now, back to Chella's Chat.
It's Chella Zappia, and you are back. So for the first half of the show, we've been diving into my experiences with hot mineral springs, spring water, you know, basically spring water, going to actually enjoy them and sit in them. And a lot of people don't realize that they're even around and where they can find these different resources for these naturally occurring springs. And they are actually all over the world. You'd be amazed at how many places you can find them. And I experienced my first one in Hot Springs, North Carolina, which is right outside of Asheville. And it was a great event. And with that one, different than Berkeley Springs, that was an experience of they pumped the mineral spring water right into like hot tubs. And you would go into you're outside, and we went in December, but you have walls built around you. And the water, of course, is so warm. You just get into that water and you soak. And that for me was incredibly relaxing and highly suggested. I mean, if anything for anybody, if you're not even doing it for the health benefits, I would suggest you just do it just to do it. So again, right before break, we were talking about some signs and symptoms of mineral deficiency. And the last one we talked about was white spots on fingernails, which again was a telling sign of zinc deficiency. Another one is, this is kind of strange, but I have heard people have this. And actually, I'm actually looking at this. I wonder if my cat has this because she seems to like Brillo pads, and that's a little bizarre, isn't it? We had no understanding or reasoning as to why, but maybe this was it. Abnormal cravings for substances other than food. So that would be such as paper, dirt, clay, rubber, as well as ice. Actually, you know, some people really crave ice, are indicative of actually iron deficiency. Your body's really craving iron. These are signs of pica. And it affects mostly women and children. So if you've ever seen people eat paper, cardboard, I have seen people do that, actually, like, you know, roll up little wads of paper and put them in the mouth. And it seems a little bizarre, but I never knew before that this was actually a sign of a mineral deficiency. So again, check that out. If you know anybody is eating something they shouldn't, they should probably be tested. Another one, yeast and fungal infections. And it's another one that's indicative of low iron and again, zinc deficiencies. While the tissue copper levels are elevated, iron and zinc are usually low in people that have infections. Excessive copper can produce an environment that encourages yeast and fungus to grow and proliferate. So chronic candida usually indicates high tissue copper levels. And also with candida, which is a whole nother subject, it's all you, if you have that situation going on, you know, anybody with candida, it's basically you got to cut out all sugars. And as I didn't mention before, we talked, it did say briefly when we talked about magnesium deficiency, when we were talking about, you know, foot odor, sugar is a huge reason why people are deficient. And our country, unfortunately, eats tons and tons of processed sugar. And sugar is, I could do a whole show on just sugar. Sugar is a killer. Sugar causes more chronic diseases than, you know, people used to think it's, you know, eating fats. We need a lot of different fats in our diet. But sugar, we really don't need sugar, especially processed, refined sugar. So again, sugar, not only does it cause so many chronic diseases, there's a book called, I don't have the author's name offhand, but if you were to look it up, it's called Lick the Sugar Habit. It's an incredible book. You read that book, you would definitely get off of all sugar. It's amazing the chronic diseases that are contributed to our world today because of sugar. So, and again, here it is. Sugar is definitely the culprit behind magnesium deficiency. And hence, we're talking about candida. Again, you have to take away the sugar in your diet so that you can heal that as well. And that also obviously indicates low iron and zinc, so you need to get your supplementation up there. So it's a couple of things you have to do if you have any kind of yeast or fungal infections. And last but not least, in talking about some of the signs and symptoms are hypertension and cardiac arrhythmias. So this is a common sign of potassium deficiency. And potassium plays a major role in the muscle contraction of the heart, as well as the heartbeat. It's also an important regulator of blood pressure. So sometimes, you know, and not always, but sometimes young people have heart attacks and die, and it seems so outrageous. How can somebody so young, especially an athlete perhaps, that, you know, they're always out and they're athletic and they seem to have, their bodies are in shape and they're young and they have youth going for them. Why would they have a heart attack and die? And, you know, every case is different, obviously, but I am sure that in some of the cases, it's because they are deficient in some kind of minerals. So, you know, here's a lot of information. I've given you a ton of information as to why minerals are important in our bodies and the different things that minerals do in our bodies. And if you want more information on that, you have questions about it, if you can email me again at chelazapia.com or get on my website and get on my page there and contact me, and I will get you the information and how I found the information, or just really get on the internet and start doing your own research. So let's just jump into now, what are the benefits of mineral springs? Like, why would you go there? Now, of course, with being deficient in any kind of minerals, just in general, you want to get it through several ways. You want to get it through your food. You want to get it through your supplementation. You want to, you know, perhaps you want to go to your physician and ask them to be, you know, to test you on certain ones of these minerals. I'm sure there's different tests out that they can see what are you lacking in your body, and then start doing whatever kind of, you know, I always think let food be thy medicine. Start with that. Fine. But if you're going to also with your foods, make sure you're getting organic so you don't have pesticides all over them, which, you know, kind of deflates the purpose of why you would be trying to get all these good minerals into your body if you're going to eat chemicals. So again, that goes back to organics. And then go with supplementation. But the other part of this is, and perhaps a fun part is finding some of these mineral springs and sitting in the healing waters. So I went to Dr. Andrew Weil's website, and it's www.drweil.com. And he's a holistic doctor. And he explains the benefits as, one, the really simple truth of it is mineral baths are pleasant. They're relaxing and perhaps health enhancing because they just generally relieve stress. They have more of a tradition in Europe and Japan than in the United States. Much of the current research on the health benefits of mineral baths come from Russia and Eastern Europe. And while treatment, which is called balneotherapy, is mentioned in Western medical literature, few studies have been translated into English. In both Europe and Japan, though, hot spring therapy is an accepted and popular treatment for musculoskeletal problems, as well as for high blood pressure, eczema, and a variety of other complaints. The various minerals dissolved in hot springs have been credited with specific but unproved health benefits. For example, sulfur is said to relieve nasal congestion, and calcium and sodium bicarbonate are said to enhance circulation, while salt water is supposed to improve digestion. A number of studies have suggested that soaking in a hot mineral spring can lessen the pain of arthritis. There was an article published in August 1995 issue of an Israeli medical journal that showed that arthritis patients bathing in dead sea salt experienced an improvement in knee pain. And in another Israeli study published in the April 2001 issue of the journal called Rheumatology International, it reported that hot sulfur baths help relieve the pain and lessen the fatigue of fibromyalgia, and many, many people suffer from that. While some hot mineral springs, particularly European ones, have been developed into major clinics and architectural monuments, Dr. Wheel was saying he would really suggest going to one that's just completely natural in an outdoor setting, nothing that's been put any chlorine in it, for example, kind of defeats the purpose. I mean, go to where the most natural springs are. Some waters have a very high mineral content that can, irritate the skin, especially if an open cut or sore. And hydrogen sulfide, which is the gas that gives some hot springs a rotten egg smell, is toxic but rarely present in high enough concentrations to be of any concern. The one concern that I would tell you about is if you're going to bathe in a natural hot mineral spring, never put your head in underwater. A free-swimming amoeba called Nigleria that lives in many hot springs can enter the body through the nose and can cause something, which the short term for that is PAM, which is a very serious, potentially deadly infection of the brain. So, I mean, not to scare anybody, but, you know, when you go in the hot mineral springs, you just don't, it's not a swimming pool. You don't go in there and dive underwater and swim in it like that. It is to be used like a hot tub, where you're sitting with your neck from your neck down absorbed into it. That's where the benefits are. But pregnant women should definitely be cautious of the hot springs, especially during the first trimester, because it's just, you know, it's really not good to have fetuses in the womb be exposed to any kind of heat exposure. And soaking in hot spring can be, it's just wonderful therapy for a number of reasons. The heat and subsequent sweating have a deeply cleansing effect on our skin, our entire body, mind system. The specific mineral content of spring will offer its unique benefits. We're sitting in nature, and so it's really important. The overall effect of soaking in a hot spring also tends to be very relaxing. So any kind of unnecessary stress and tension is always dissolved, and it helps our chi flow. And again, that's our life force energy through all the meridians. All of our internal organs, all of our organs are benefited. And before taking a break, you have to know your body. How long is it healthy to stay in that water? How long is it good? You know yourself. You know, if you're feeling like it's too much, too hot, and you're only in there for 10, 15 minutes, then get out, take a break, and then go back in. I know that I was in the Roman bath. That was 30 minutes, and that was more than enough. And some places actually give you a defined time. So just, you know, act accordingly. The health benefits of mineral-rich hot springs have been documented for years, obviously. So again, there's so many great benefits from this. And again, we didn't get to the 12 hot springs, so I don't think we're going to get through all of them. But we will talk about a few of them and their benefits when we come back from break. And we will be back in a moment.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Can grief be good for you? Absolutely. It gets your attention, helping you evaluate your choices and relationships. Your losses define who you are. Tune in each week for Good Grief with host Cheryl Jones. Our show features those who have made incredible transformations by grieving their losses. You'll learn how to find your courage and strength. You'll discover the important things in your life and how to let go of things that are less important. Good Grief airs live Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness. If you have cancer, there are a lot of questions that need to be answered. While many medical professionals can give us some of the answers, there are many more unanswered questions that can't always be answered to our satisfaction. Listen for Cancer Concepts and Compliments with Dr. James Belanger. We'll discuss the tests, the compromised immune system, how cancer grows, and what natural medicines could be added to conventional therapies that may help keep it at bay. Cancer Concepts and Compliments airs live every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Do you know where your life's path is supposed to take you? What if that path is a frightening one for you to take? How do you stay on course while surviving daily problems while continuing towards your destiny? Listen to A Celebration of Change with host Cherie Rollman. When you reach crossroads in that path, whether career, relationship, or really any life transition, understand how to make the right decisions and how the process can work for you. Tune in to A Celebration of Change every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Your life, your health, your network. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to Chella's Chat. To reach Chella Zappia or today's guest, please call into the show at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to chellazappia@outlook.com. Now, back to Chella's Chat.
It's Chella, and we are back to Chella's Chat. So again, always the shows go so quickly, and we've been talking about the benefits of hot mineral springs, giving you some signs and symptoms of mineral deficiency and why it's important that you have the minerals in your body that you need. And I had promised that we'd go over a list of 12 hot springs that I had a list of, but there's no way we can get through all of them. However, I will give you a list of some of them, and then I encourage you to, if you're interested in finding them, just search them online. I mean, they're easy to find. This list actually came from an article that says 12 Hot Springs Worth Traveling For. It was published in February 2012 in Budget Travel, which was on the Fox News website. And really, in the world of spa treatments, it goes back to water and travel. You know, you think of spa and you want to go to a spa, right? And after all, the word spa itself comes from Spa Belgium, which we talked about in the beginning of the show. So I'm just going to mention a few where they're located and a little bit, it has a little history and then the benefits. So for anybody listening in Canada or wants to go to Canada, Banff Upper Hot Springs, and that's in Banff National Park in Alberta, Canada. And this is surrounded by dramatic alpine views. These hot springs are in Western Canada, and they were considered a sacred healing site by the area's native residents. And in 1882, workers building the Canadian Pacific Railway happened upon two of the spring pools at the base of Sulphur Mountain. And the news quickly spread, and the first European visitors arrived in 1884, and it just exploded. So in the Banff Upper Hot Springs Bathhouse was completed in the mid-1930s, and it's actually declared a protected heritage building at this point. It's located at, the benefits of this, is located at 5,200 feet above sea level, and it's Canada's highest natural springs, and they're rich in key minerals like sodium, magnesium, bicarbonate, calcium, and sulfate. And these minerals have skin healing and muscle relaxing properties. Despite their long journey from the center of the earth, these waters are also the hottest in the Rocky Mountain Range, clocking in up to a muscle-warming 104 degrees naturally. So they don't have to be warm. They're already there. There's Mayen, M-A, I don't know how to say it properly, apostrophe I-N, Hot Springs in Jordan. And like those of their neighbor, because Jordan is very close to the Dead Sea, So like the Dead Sea, the healing powers of these desert oasis springs are very biblical. King Herod would travel here often for medical treatment, and legend has it that Salome did her famous dance in his nearby villa. Since then, kings, queens, and commoners of all types have come to enjoy the hot and cold springs. So the benefits here are known locally. Locally, they're very well known to originate from the winter rainfalls in Jordan's highland plains. As the water makes its way through their valley, underground lava fissures help heat them. And they're heated, again, the temperatures range from 104 to 145 degrees, and infuse them with skin-healing minerals like hydrogen sulfide, potassium, magnesium, and calcium. So you just stand under one of their hypothermal waterfalls for a deep tissue massage and tons of benefits there. There's another one in San Miguel de Allende, Mexico. Modern Mexico is home to hundreds of mineral springs. It's said that the tradition of soaking in these balnearios can be traced far back as the Aztecs, which is 16th century Emperor Montezuma, of course, was a fan of that. Today, some of the most popular and prettiest sites lay just outside the San Miguel de Allende in central Mexico. And though the native peoples were surely making use of these thermal waters for centuries, it wasn't until the town's rediscovery, quote-unquote, by artists and Mexican movie stars that this really became popular. And the benefits, you know, again, thermal water, it's alkaline, there's sulfur, and there's freshwater springs. And though the first two are most popular for bathing, they're all really healing. So despite legends that these waters have age-reversing effects, most bathers here just come to relax and hang out in the heated areas. Blue Lagoon, Iceland. The heating company there had formed the lagoon, which holds 1.5 million gallons of sea and fresh water. And they built it to explore geothermal heating methods in the late 70s. But by 1981, people were bathing the lagoon and noticed a marked improvement in skin conditions. The site became a popular tourist attraction with official public facilities opening in 87. And the full spa is in 1999. The benefits with its volcanic rock, electric green moss, and steamy waters, the area around the Blue Lagoon looks like something from another planet. Fans of the waters agree that the results are otherworldly. They say there's high amounts of silica help exfoliate the skin, strengthen its barrier function, and heal inflammation, while minerals from the seawater revitalize the skin. And microorganisms found here also help reduce signs of UV damage and stimulate collagen production. So again, people, you want to really keep your skin looking young. You know, here's a spring to go to, but I do believe many of the hot springs have the same kind of anti-aging benefits, you know, hence why Cleopatra wanted to purchase the Dead Sea, which she was not allowed to do. And I'll just throw in one more. Let's go with Costa Rica. There's one there called Arenal Hot Springs, and that's in Costa Rica. And because Costa Rica is home to 6 active volcanoes and 61 more that are dormant and extinct, there's so much geothermal activity that the country also boasts several hot spring sites, and most notably around the Arenal volcano in the northwest part of Costa Rica. Arenal's heat and minerals infuse streams that flow through the marshes and grasslands at its base. Several hotels offer access to these springs. So its hot springs are 97% rainwater that has sunk to the Earth's core and been heated, and the remaining 3% is magma-based. As this mixture rises to the surface, it brings with it the minerals embedded in the Earth. The springs are naturally heated to a muscle-relaxing 77 to 122 degrees, and the high levels of hydrothermal flora and fauna strengthen the skin's defense system and repair surface damage. Even better, the springs are low in sulfur, meaning you won't stink after taking a dip. And again, when I went into the hot springs I was in, there was no sulfur smell. I don't believe they contained sulfur, or if so, they were really, really small amounts. And there's also springs in Dutton Springs, Colorado. I know Northern California has hot springs. There's Saturnia, Italy has some springs. As I said, Japan, Belgium, Jordan, for example, Tibet. These are some of the few. The one in Japan is in Kusatsu. It's in central Japan. It's one of the oldest hot spring sites in the country there, with claims of travelers soaking here as early as the 2nd century. And the samurai came in the 1600s looking to heal their wounds. By the 1700s, Kusatsu was a booming resort destination for those suffering from red light district illnesses like syphilis. The interest became scientific in 1876 when a German doctor began researching the healing powers of the waters and helped created more targeted medical treatment using the springs. And so some of the benefits are, because again, it's by an active volcano and there's 2 dormant ones, there are more than 100 springs and baths called onsen, O-N-S-E-N, full of sulfur and healing minerals from the volcanic earth. The waters treat bruises and sprains, stiff muscles and burns, as well as chronic indigestion. And temperature can reach a scalding 109 degrees. So bathing is not allowed, like in the hottest pools. Obviously, you can do it. But again, here are it's incredible the list and the amount of springs that there are. I had no idea. And I feel very blessed that I have been able to experience some. And I will continue to experience as many as I can and go back to the ones that I've already experienced. And I would suggest that if you haven't done it, even if it's just for relaxing, try it out. It's great relaxation. I'm proof that I can feel the difference in my neck for several days afterwards. And so I definitely want to go back, even if it's a couple of times a year. There are so many benefits. And again, with your mineral intake, it's very important to know how your body's feeling. If you have any of those signs or symptoms, you know, maybe get a physician to check you out and see what you're deficient in, and start really trying to get your minerals through eating a healthy diet, exercising, sleeping correctly, really taking care of your body. So until next time, this is Chella's Chat, and I hope you've gotten the information that you needed. Again, you can reach me at chellazappia.com or chellazappia@outlook.com. And always you can get me at Facebook at Marcella Zappia. Until next time, keep healing through information and inspiration. Thank you.
Thank you again for being part of the show. Chella's Chat featuring Chella Zappia can be heard live every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. This week, find your balance.